So now, on how to be more, how to train in vigilant introspection or awareness, the ways and means how to do that. To explain this in more detail, there are 2 points. First, to consider or to reflect on how bad it is, how needful it is to generate this awareness, and then the actual ways in how to be mindful, or the how to create the awareness or the vigilant introspection. So the first one is from stanza number 24 to, I think, stanza number 28. Those disabled by ill health are helpless, powerless to act. The mind, when likewise cramped by ignorance, is impotent and cannot do its work. So if we are sick, if our body gets disabled by ill health, and then we cannot do anything. We cannot sometimes even get out of the bed. Our body becomes totally, incapable of doing anything. So in the same way, if our mind is like becomes totally, affected by distraction, ignorance, and it's out of control, and then we cannot do anything. Our mind also cannot do anything that is useful, that is good for us, that good for others, and so we get totally disabled. We get, like sick, ill health. For those who have no introspection, though they hear the teachings, ponder them, or meditate, like water seeping from a leaking jar, their learning will not settle in their memories. And also, this is stanza number 25. If one doesn't have this kind of awareness, introspection, if he cannot, be aware what's going on in us, and that we cannot concentrate, we cannot be aware, we cannot look at ourselves, we cannot introspect, if our mind is so kind of out of control, and we don't know what is happening, distracted and deluded and dull, and if it is, there is no kind of awareness, and then any good things, like even if we hear teachings, we may hear them, but after immediately we will forget, and sometimes even we don't get fully what we heard. We can't kind of remember anything, so the teachings, doesn't seep in deeply. We, our mind is kind of somewhere else, and also we hear, but then afterwards, what I heard, I don't know, I don't remember. And even when I try to ponder, I try to kind of reflect on them, it wouldn't work because I'm immediately kind of, it goes away, and I can't concentrate on something. I can't keep it. I can't kind of meditate meditate here not only means, you know, sitting in meditation, of course we cannot do it without awareness, but also that I cannot get habituated in something positive, you know, because I get immediately, you know, the thing comes and lost, and then, you know, your mind is kind of wandering everywhere and you don't know what is happening, you're just kind of going kind of absent-mindedly. So all those things do not settle in, and we don't remember very clearly, and you know, even if we sometimes remember a little bit, it will go away immediately, so the training cannot happen properly. And many are endowed with joyful diligence, they learn it also and imbued with faith, but through the fault of lacking introspection, they will not escape the stain of sin and downfall. Sometimes some people have lots of diligence. They are very, you know, diligent. They have also lots of faith, or you know, dedication, or something like, you know, devotion in doing positive things. But if you don't have awareness, if you don't have this introspection, or you know, being aware what's going on, the here introspection, or you know, shijin is more like being aware what's happening. So you know, the vigilant introspection is what is translated here. I don't know whether it's that necessary to be so elaborate, you know, and so kind of vigilant introspection is a very strong word, you know. Here, awareness is a little bit lighter, but here, you know, shijin is not necessarily too much always introspecting, but just being aware what's going on, you know, aware what's going on in me, aware what's going on outside, so you are kind of clear-minded and not absent-minded, not totally distracted, not distracted. So when that is not there, then, you know, all sorts of problems can come. You can be distracted and then you do something that's totally wrong, or that's carried away by your negative emotions, and then, you know, you have done it and you cannot redo it, or you cannot go back before you have done those negative things. So therefore, you know, say like you are really nice person, good person, but then suddenly something happens and that you know, brings a very strong emotion like anger, and then you go and do something like a fight, or you know, you know, something that is really is negative, and then you become aware that, oh, I have done such a bad thing, but then it's very difficult to repair that because it's already done. But if your mindfulness, if your awareness was more present, then you know, you immediately, you know, when that awareness, when that anger or negative emotion, or you know, that thing comes up, you immediately get, you know, like the signal, oh yeah, this is happening to me, so I should not, you know, I should be more careful, I should not act haphazardly, I should act, you know, with understanding and with thinking and with, you know, with mindfulness, I should not do things. So this is the idea. This understanding is that when that awareness doesn't catch, then, you know, it's very easy for us to be, you know, kind of overpowered by our habitual tendencies, negative emotions, you know, our provocations and things like that. And then we only find out what we have done after we have done it, and then it's very difficult to get rid of it, or to change that, or to fix that. So therefore, it is very, very important to be aware what's going on in ourselves. And if we make a habit of that, then you know, that habit will come up again and again. So before even we act, or before even we react, I can see what's happening. And when that happens, then you know, I have the choice how to, you know, how to direct my thoughts and emotions and reactions. And if that happens, then it becomes extremely useful, and also in a way easy to work on myself, to control my emotions, to direct my reactions. So that's why it is extremely important, and it is the key kind of practice. It's a medium, it's the tool. You know, we have this only tool that we have for training ourselves is mindfulness and awareness. Stanza number 27, lack of introspection is a thief. It slinks behind when mindfulness abets, and all the merit we have gathered in, it steals, and down we go to lower realms. So, if we are not aware, unawareness or lack of introspection is like a thief. The thief is like there, you know, just looking for a chance to, and when people are not aware, when people are not looking, or when people are not careful, or when people just leave things around without, you know, watching, and then they go from behind, you know, stealthily, or, you know, quietly, and then they get the things, they steal the valuables, and then they disappear. And then in one moment, it's gone. Yeah. So if we have something really, you know, very valuable, you know, we don't, we have to be, you know, aware where we keep it, how we keep it, you know, we can't just put it somewhere and be, you know, forget about it. We can't do that. So in the same way, you know, our positive actions, our mind, our, you know, right attitude, and positive emotions and things like that, right way of reacting. And these are kind of really, these are positive things, these are merits, these are very valuable things. And we should protect them. We should not leave them everywhere and unmindfully and protected. Otherwise, then this mindlessness, negative emotions, and distractions, all these negative habitual tendencies, and all kind of provocations come, and immediately that's those kind of valuable things in us are lost, and then, you know, we find that we have done something wrong, you know, we have, you know, created reactions or actions or speeches or thoughts that would bring lots of problems for us and lots of problems for others as well. So therefore, you know, it says it can even bring us to, in the long run, lower realms or bad rebirths. So therefore, how important it is to be aware of, you know, ourselves. Defilements are a band of robbers looking for their chance to injure us. They steal our virtue when the moment comes, and better out the lives of happy destinies. So all these defilements, all these negative emotions, disturbed emotions, defilements are kind of the kleshas. And they are, these kleshas are like band of robbers, you know. They are also looking for a chance to injure us, to attack us. So whenever our awareness and mindfulness is kind of selects, we become unmindful and unaware, we're not vigilant and not introspective, then they come and attack us, and then they even sometimes, you know, they destroy positive things in us. They destroy, they take away positive actions, reactions, you know, emotions, and you know, and then leave us with lots of problems, pain and trouble and things like that. So therefore, we need to be extremely, this we need to understand. We have to very clear why we have to be aware, why we have to keep this awareness, and why we have to be mindful. The more we understand that, then the more we will naturally keep watch and kind of ourselves, you know. Like, if we have something really valuable, you know, we have something really valuable, and then we are traveling, like in a train or, you know, in a bus or something like that, in a place where there are lots of, you know, thieves and, you know, robbers and things like that, then we have to be extremely, you know, vigilant, and we have to be extremely aware and mindful, you know, what we do, where we keep those valuable things, and, you know, so that we don't lose them. Otherwise, it is very easy to lose them, and once we have lost that, then it's a great problem. So in the same way, you know, how to train our mind in a positive thing, you know, is also the same way. You know, our mind has lots of positive, you know, positive capacities. We can bring happiness to ourselves. We can bring, you know, joy. We can bring lasting kind of peace, you know, and lots of good for others, you know. But there is also this side of ourselves, you know, the defilements, the, you know, negative habitual tendencies, all sorts of, you know, reactions that can kill those things. So therefore, if I am more aware and more mindful, then I can maintain, because it's a kind of it's a training or struggle within ourselves, how I am, and how I live, and how I react. So this is very important. And when I understand this clearly, and I am really mindful of this, that it is so important to keep a certain amount of mindfulness of what's happening within myself, what emotions and, you know, kind of reactions happening, then you know, that is the half the practice is that. Because once I know what is the right way to do and what's the wrong way to do, that's the mindfulness, how to act and how not to act, then I just have to be aware, you know, what is happening to me. So these two things are there, then I cannot make really a mistake, you know. So therefore, it is important. So this to understand this importance is the first active practice, you know, active instruction on how to become more vigilant introspection. So this, I stop here. This is from stanza number 24 to 28 of the fifth chapter. Thank you.